House lawmakers have spent much of the 2015 legislative session looking for ways to curb the growth of property taxes. Their new plan to impose spending caps on school budgets might help accomplish that goal. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it has also earned legislators some new and powerful enemies.
Lawmakers in the House Committee on Education broke into applause last week after their unanimous vote in favor of a wide-ranging education reform bill. But not everyone is a fan. The legislation represents the most aggressive school reform proposal from Democrats since they assumed control of the Vermont House in 2004. And this push for legislative intervention and local spending decisions will face an intense opposition.
It is an assault on voters' intelligence to suggest that they don't know how to analyze their own school budgets and vote accordingly.
That's Darren Allen, spokesperson for the Vermont Teachers Union. The bill contains a number of controversial provisions. Vermont now has almost 300 separate school districts, some with only a few dozen students. But the bill under consideration in the House would require all districts in Vermont to consolidate into districts of at least 1,100 students within the next 3 years. The legislation would also phase out the financial grants that are helping many smaller schools stay afloat. Representative David Sharp, the Democratic chairman of the Education Committee, says it's not just about saving money.
It should transform the educational structure across the state, save money, and deliver better educational outcomes for our students.
But the most contentious provision in the bill calls for a hard cap on per-pupil spending increases.
If a vote for a community exceeds 2% per pupil in expenditures, it's deemed to have failed.
That means school officials could not present voters with a budget that represented a per-pupil spending increase of more than 2%. And it's this language that teachers object to the most. Allen says it's a blunt policy instrument that will inflict serious harm on public schools.
Every other state that has imposed hard spending caps has seen the quality of their local public schools diminish.
While Democrats may have antagonized a longtime political ally in the teachers' union, they have won some measured praise from their main political opposition. The bill won a yes vote from all four Republicans on the Education Committee. House Minority Leader Don Turner says those votes aren't an endorsement of the bill, but he says the GOP is intrigued enough by the legislation to want to remain engaged in the legislative process.
So overall, you know, we think the bill is moving in the right direction, but by no means do I want Vermonters to think that this bill is going to prevent their property taxes from going up as they have for the last few years.
The legislation will face heavy political turbulence on its path through the legislature. House Speaker Shap Smith says he thinks school budget votes on town meeting day could figure largely in how far lawmakers are willing to go with education reform in 2015.
If a lot of budgets go down and people hear from their constituents that they're fed up, then I think that it will give renewed urgency both to the House and the Senate to get a bill to the governor's desk.
The House Committee on Ways and Means will debate the proposed spending cap when lawmakers return to Montpelier next week. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.